Floyler's note, 1 August 2004, the Pledgerans and the Druans established intensive contact with each other. In the course of 2 years, negotiations took place over an admission of the Druans into the Pledgeran Federation, which found its fulfillment with the integration of the Druans in February 1985. At the same time, they agreed on the integration of the Druans into the Spirit Teachings, as this is taught by the Pledgerans, because the Spirit Teachings of the Druans are in conformity with the teachings of the Pledgerans, as they are also taught by Billy on Earth. On the 11th of May, 1985, Quetzal, accompanied by a Druan named Zeltan, equals the Thoughtful, appeared to Billy and explained to him that the Spirit Teachings, which Billy prepares for the Pledgeran Spirit Leadership, would also be passed on to the Druans in the future for learning purposes. The contact with Zeltan, equals the Thoughtful, remained unique, however. Since that time, the Druans have been working with Billy's teachings. Billy, too much of the honor. Talj Dur, 33. That isn't so. Billy, I think so, nevertheless. But tell me, you always speak as though you yourself would see it as the Pleiadians do. How does this happen, since you come, nevertheless, from the Beagle and Lyra systems? Talj Dur, 34. Really nothing escapes you. 35. Your statement corresponds to the truth, to which it actually belongs. 36. I want to formulate the answer to your question relating to this in such a way. 37. The Pleiadians, as you call them, thus our mutual friends, originally came from our systems, assuming that we take as a reference point that period when their ancestors left our systems. 38. Unlike what the Earth people do, direct contact was maintained between the emigrants and those left behind on the home worlds to this day, upright and intact, even though a lot has changed in the way of life and in the overall development of the two poles, different forms of technology developed and, more or less, differences in the overall evolution also arose. 39. But the preserved connection was and is and will remain such that we see ourselves as a single people, even though we have our home worlds many light years apart. Billy, I understand. Thus, the principle would be this: if a man, for example, has two women and, thus, two families, which lived in two different places, then it would be the same case. Even though the man's two wives and families live in two different places, they are still his own families. Talj Dur, 40. Your description of the facts actually corresponds to our national relation. Billy, nice. Then once a question concerning your person. I estimate that you are about the same age as Sem Jace. Is that right? Talj Dur, 41. In terms of age, I am somewhat younger because since my birth, 314 years have passed. Billy, and is your average age also around 1,000 years? Talj Dur, 42. I don't understand your question. Billy, I know, it was illogical. My question should be whether your average age of your life expectancy is also around 1,000 years, as this is the case with the Pleiadians. Talj Dur, 43. In this regard, the average age with us is set a little lower, namely at 987 years. Billy, that is around 1,000, but never mind that. I have yet another question, if you permit. Talj Dur, 44. Of course. Billy, good. Are you married? Do you have children? Talj Dur, 45. No, neither of them. Billy, then you are still to be had. Nice. You would also please me. Talj Dur, 46. Ah. Billy, it isn't necessary that you understand this. But if it still interests you, then simply ask Quetzal, and then tell him that it was no joke of mine, at least not regarding the pleasure. Talj Dur, 47. The sense of your words is incomprehensible to me. Billy, I counted on it. Just ask Quetzal. Talj Dur, 48. I'll probably have to do that. Billy, certainly, otherwise, something will escape you. But now, something else, namely because of our paraphernalia. I know very well that you are extremely correct and also act accordingly in all matters. Nevertheless, couldn't one let a little more mildness prevail? Talj Dur, 49. That would be irresponsible. Billy, I nearly expected this response. Yes, I know only too well what mildness can immediately lead to. But still, I had to ask. Talj Dur, 50. Your question is quite clear to me. 51. But with everything, you should note that forbearance can and may only be exercised when mistakes appear but never with misdemeanors and violations. 52. Besides, as I have discovered with many and the most diverse earth people, they are of the opinion that as a result of their earth humanity, they are entitled to be allowed to commit misdemeanors and offenses because their evolution, their knowledge, and their intelligence don't correspond to ours and only correspond to those of the earth person. 53. But by no means may such an incorrect attitude be acceptable, neither for the earth people, nor for us, nor for other human life forms of any lower evolutionary stage. 54. In another form, the mistaken notion also inexplicably prevails with many that as a result of their age, because they are already 25 or 32 years old or even older, they would be free from wrong decisions and false actions and that their actions would correspond to that of an adult person, etc., but this truly only corresponds to misconceptions. 55. Although the average age of the Earth person is about 52 years, and the European person can presently reckon the highest level of a 78-year average, unfortunately, this won't mean for a long time that a person at this age would be mature and knowledgeable. 56. Through all sorts of injustice, mismanagement, and improper lifestyles, the average age of the Earth person fell to minimal values, whereby he lost around 900 years of life, to which he was subjected at very early times, after he was overcome by great periods of rapid evolutionary processes. 57. Through this, the Earth person ages completely physically in much less than a century, by what means he moves from life to death while still in the child's developmental stage. 58. Human life, in our and, thus, also in the earthly sense, for the Earth people found a physical union with our ancestors, has an average age between 964 and 1089 years, whereby other alien races and our human life forms exhibit much lower or much higher life expectancies. 59. But in our and in the Earth people's case, an average age of around 1,000 years must be noted because all our races stand in physical and old customary solidarity, equipped with the corresponding genetic makeup of the corresponding high life expectancy. 60. If the Earth person, through old conventional maltreatment and wrong lifestyles as well as criminal genetic manipulations, etc., already dies at the age of 70 or 80 years and has gone to ruin to the aging process during this time, then this entirely corresponds to a misdirected life process, which was maliciously established by foreign compulsion and even by the people of this world themselves over long periods of time, by what means the Earth person exchanges life for death while still in his childhood. 61. At about 75 years of age, the Earth person would have to be only so far along naturally that he would actually reach adulthood at this time at the earliest and would also first become marriageable at this time, as you say. 62. Compared to us, the Earth person, at the age of 70 to 80 years, dies during his childhood, whereby he prematurely grows old during this period and is incorporated into a cell decay. 63. But this age range never suffices, at least not for our races, whose life expectancy should be valued at about 1,000 years, in which the Earth people are also included, in order actually to become an adult. 64. The time does not suffice, it is simply much too short. 65. An Earth person, at the age of 50 years, is truly at the age of puberty and, thus, is still an adolescent, and yet, through his wrong thinking, He wants to be more developed and more capable of making decisions than we, who are already at least 3 to 4 times older and, thus, have much more experience, which can normally never be given to an Earth person in a single existence because the normal lifetime of the Earth person is limited to childhood through many ills, etc. 66. In addition, if we still look at the relations between us and the Earth people, then it follows that also in reference to learning and the collecting of experience, the Earth person severely disadvantages himself because out of what is possible for him to learn during about 70 years of life, he only learns an average of 11.6%, which means that he simply ignores 88.4%, overlooks this, or consciously resists it. 67. But this has the effect that an Earth person at the age of 70 years only has a volume of evolutionary progress and an actual knowledge of a child who is a little more than 7 years old. Billy, one has already explained these things to me several times, but even though everything is regrettable, it still can't be changed overnight. Talchter, 68. That corresponds to the truth. 69. But within seconds, this knowledge could be taken up, be processed, and be accepted in every single Earth person, after which, accordingly, a change would have to take place towards progress, which would also entail that every Earth person recognizes his own little self as being so small, as this is actually the case. 70. They would then also hear from us that we are truly older, more knowledged, and also wiser siblings. 71. And they would pay attention to our advice, without stupidly, primitively, unjustly, and unreasonably criticizing us, for then the Earth person would recognize his true tininess and inadequacy against us, from which the realization could then mature, that they, the Earth people of every age, are actually nothing more than just immature and ignorant children or toddlers, even though during childhood, their bodies already pass through a rapid aging process, accompanied by long-term damages and long-term failures. Billy, it would really be something if the people of the Earth would think a little more. Talchter, 72. It would be very good for them. 73. But now, my time has become scarce. 74. Until we meet again. Billy, bye, Zaitranata. Talchter, 75. Billy, until next time, I'll explain it to you then. Bye. 185th Contact Saturday, May 7th, 1983, 7 p.m. Billy, it is but a joy that you also come here again, my friend. Quetzal 1. Aren't you content with Taljdu as a representative? Billy, sure, I have nothing wrong with her. Quetzal 2. It would have surprised me also. 3. Why I have come has its basis in the fact that you now have the 2 cows in the stable. 4. Concerning this, some peculiarities have become noticeable to me since yesterday, about which I would like to speak with you and which are in need of an urgent change. 5. These are, however, concerns that we do not necessarily have to keep as a report, so we can also talk about this unofficially. Billy, I totally agree with that. Also, since Taljda has recently omitted transmitting the reports to me for each contact, so I was simply able to take notes, after which I could then report the necessities to the group members. On the other hand, this saves me a great deal of work and nervous tension because if I don't have to write unpleasant things, then I have to be annoyed less. Taljda, 1. I am also of this view, which is why I found a reason to reveal only really interesting facts to our friend for the time being. Quetzal, 6. I have no objections to raise against that because his health has no longer been the best for a long time. 7. The constant annoyances and excitements have affected him very badly, which you, my friend, cannot deny if I ask you. 8. Even today, you look rather bad. And as I've already determined, a renewed and rather serious evil has befallen you, which you can no longer take lightly. 9. But about that, we also want to speak better afterwards, in an unofficial form. 10. You probably don't want to let us help you? Billy, not interested. You know my attitude towards the fact that I do not have any more rights than other people of this planet, even if it means for me that I might no longer be able to fulfill my mission on Earth in this life and must be content with the small percentage of performed work, which I was able to do until now and which I can yet finish in the future. Quetzal, 11. You are very depressed, my friend. Billy, how should this be different when one knows what is in store for him, before he can even fulfill a third of his workload? Talgder, 2. But this is not your fault. 3. You have been kept from this through the evil machinations of various Earth people and have been forced to devote yourself to other tasks that should have been done by others. 4. In addition, your health left more and more to be desired, which is solely due to the fact that through all the annoyances and grievances, etc., your power to withstand your opponents dissipated more and more. Quetzal, 12. And it is incomprehensible to us that you are still alive because humanly speaking, everything cannot be borne and cannot be withstood. Billy, that may be, perhaps, which I must now admit when I think about it. Quetzal, 13. So your realization has come, even though it is rather late. 14. You always used to deny this. Billy, I know, but the last 2 months have shown me that you were right with your illustrations. It's just that this realization is of no use to me now. In any case, I can no longer fulfill my task. If I would have only dedicated myself to my sole task and if I would have worn myself out less with annoyances, then it would have been different. Talgder, 5. Especially when you are linked with the least of self-reproach. Quetzal, 15. That is correct, my friend, because your achievements and your inexhaustible perseverance correspond to multiples of what a person of your constitution can perform. 16. A fact that we cannot understand yet. 17. The fault truly does not lie with you. Billy, do you know what I would like? Quetzal, 18. That everything would be like it was at the beginning of our contacts. Billy, right, you got it. Quetzal, 19. You've talked about this often enough. Billy, I know. It is simply not explainable to me as to why everything had to develop in such a way, even though I know where the mistakes lie and where they've been committed. The people of this world are really very strange and amusing. All progress, love, knowledge, wisdom, logic, and everything worth knowing is served to them on a silver platter, yet the people do not reach for it but rather simply push it away and destroy it. And all this, even though they actually want to have it unconditionally. But instead, they push away what they want to have and what they want to call their own, and so, they are dissatisfied in evil ways and can never do what they actually want to do. Thus, their own desires neither find fulfillment nor satisfaction because these desires always remain unfulfilled, as well as the actions, deeds, and businesses that would like to be done by these people, and which only remain as wants. So it is with these people of the world also with regard to love, knowledge, wisdom, logic, peace, and tranquility, and also regarding the certainty that death holds no fear in itself, as I have described in Life and Death. However, I have brought near to these people all knowledge of these things and made this clear through my writings and words, but all was in vain, even though I just know that these damn Earth folks still want to have everything and want to call it all their own. Yet they push everything far away from themselves because they want to be in their megalomania even very much more than they truly are. Instead of only seeing themselves as great as they truly are, they see themselves as much greater and also accordingly act megalomaniac in that they want to make better decisions than what are given by the laws and commandments of creation. And yet, because the people somehow understand that their wrong decisions, deeds, thoughts, feelings, and actions are wrong and destructive, they search for the truth of love, knowledge, logic on wisdom, peace and rest, etc., and yet they push it all away when it is given to them. All of this, in turn, incites uncontrollable rage, anger, and even hatred in people, which then leads to murder and manslaughter. Then, Through this, the injustice of their own wrong actions and their own wrong thinking, which originates and blazes within them, so degenerates that they transfer all of their own injustice, anger, hatred, and rage, etc. onto others, who then become aggressively attacked and harassed. Thus, they express their own inadequacy and lack of independence, as well as their own fallibility and injustice. Through these activities, the person of the earth is violent, destructive, and eager to kill in a way that must be described as an addiction. And because this addiction is rooted deep within the person, and because he lives in accordance with this, he is also happy and delighted in his aggressive actions, behavior, and thoughts toward his fellow man and all remaining fellow creatures. Day after day, the person feeds on the misery, death, and destruction of other people, of his fellow man, his neighbor, and he likewise feeds on the joy of his own aggression that he delivers to his neighbor. And why all this? As I have already said, it automatically arises from the fact that still other reasons are rooted within him, such as the fact that this rotten behavior must not be painted before him and must not be swept in front of his own door, for throughout this entire doing, he studiously overlooks his own dirt. The person very well has his free will, in order to be able to act rightly or wrongly, positively or negatively, but this will isn't used positively by the person of the earth. As a rule, the person simply makes himself to be the stereotype of another, or he degenerates in his own negative way. However, this automatically leads to the fact that the positives are always pushed into the background and become destroyed, while the negatives become widespread and begin to dominate the world in their final form. But this means that the earth person will never be able to resolve this ill if he does not begin with himself, in order to change these things. First and foremost, the person has to change in himself, in order, then, to change and bring healing to his person-to-person relationships. But this means that the person of the earth must finally find the unconditional love and put it to use, for this is the only medicine that can cure a gigantic evil of the earth person. All too often, I've heard that love can change everything and that love changes people. That is probably right, but only within the context that also a consistent discipline is exercised, which is why not only unconditional love can and should be preached, but also the necessary teachings must be incorporated therein. Quetzal, 20. But now, you just fulfill this mission. Billy, I should do that, yes, but one simply does not get through. There are, for example, new sects that are springing up like poisonous mushrooms and that allegedly spread love. This is, however, only a pretense of love, which makes the believers dependents and slaves. The bosses of the sects can be recognized damn quickly, who can be enormous means of power and exploitation, trust and unconditional love, if it concerns a false and cultivated love. Thus, the love becomes, then, the means of power and exploitation, and all knowledge is removed from them, by what means? Fear and terror, discontentment, hatred, fanaticism, rage, and inadequacy can certainly take possession of the people again. Quetzal, 21. The range and accuracy of your words are very well known to us, also the fact that you deliver these truths to the earth people according to the best knowledge, understanding, and skills that are in accord with the mission, and we also very well know how much unconditional love is in you, which motivates you to accomplish your tremendous achievements. 22. And how strong your unconditional love is for the truth, for the fulfillment of the laws and commandments of creation, and for the people and all remaining life forms. Probably no one can judge better than we who have accompanied you in this life-preserving mission over all these years. 23. This unconditional love inside you, for all that is creative and, thus, for all ways of life, also forms the basic, driving force behind the fact that you further fulfill your mission in spite of all adversities, even though you know very well that you may no longer be able to fulfill it to the fullest. 24. And it is this same unconditional love that also allows you to continue to stand up for all those people, who destroyed so many years of your life, which you would yet have to live and which you would yet have to work, in order to be still able to fulfill your mission within the full framework? Billy, I wouldn't know what reason there could be, in order to be able to destroy a once created, honest, and true love. That is simply impossible for me, which is why it is also impossible that I could no longer stand up for those people who have ruined my life and who continue to ruin it. On the contrary, I think that I must still find solutions very quickly and also ways to be able, perhaps, to show the fallible ones the right path yet. This is also the reason why I would have to make a proposal, if you want to hear it. Talgder, 6. If it is a proposal that only refers to forbearance, then it can find no ear. Quetzal, 25. That cannot be so, for our friend is thinking ahead. Billy, the contacts with you should last until 1986, if I survive up to that time, right? Quetzal, 26. That is correct, that should actually be the case. Billy, good, then can you tell me who was planned to lead the further contacts, starting from 1986, and from where these people should come? Quetzal, 27. I can answer these questions for you because we soon would have spoken with you about this anyways. 28. It was planned that further contacts are to be established from the Dull Universe, and again, a female person was decided on for these tasks. 29. Her name is Silafa, equals one who fights for the truth. Billy, nice. Then my proposal, wouldn't it be possible that, as an exception and while still being compliant with a part of the good purpose of the mission, this new contact could take place earlier and even now, by what means we could already create a new beginning for everything? I mean, so that we could restore with it that original state, which also prevailed when Samjace came and before the negative things arose. You of the Pleiades could still fulfill your remaining task concerning the contacts and the mission, and simply two different contacts would run. This would give us the opportunity to find a new beginning that would be unencumbered by all the negative incidents in recent years. Talgder, 7. That is a tremendous idea. Quetzal, 30. But one that is typical of our friend, whom you should never underestimate. 31. The proposing of your considerations claims admiration from me, my friend, and it might actually be the full solution to all problems. 32. But to decide whether everything can be carried out within this framework, that's not my decision to make. 33. For this, I first have to ask the High Council for its advice, after which our entire leadership on ERA must then be asked, in order to evaluate it and come to a decision, together with all those who cooperate with me in our mission. 34. Then, it would be very necessary that once again, you would have to appear before the entire leadership of ERA. 35. On my side, however, I see a lot of positives in your proposal, and if I consider all the innumerable achievements on your part and your wisdom and all that, which is why you fulfill your mission at all, then I see no difficulties that could arise toward your proposal, which would actually resolve all problems with a single stroke. 36. There's just the question as to whether after that, everything would actually continue in such a way as it was originally planned or as it can yet be expected. 37. But in this regard, you would have to appear before the leadership councils of ERA once again and maybe even before the High Council. Billy, I could do that, if you can already do a few things with it. Quetzal, 38. You are equal to those and, thus, also to me in this assessment, which I actually already explained to you some time ago. Billy, but now, you are mad and crazy. Quetzal, 39. My words correspond to the truth. Dash 40. Your proposal is of such value that tomorrow, I will strive to present these matters to the High Council and to our leadership councils. 41. I will certainly be back by midnight, after which I will then inform you in detail. 42. So now, we want to conclude our conversation, so that I can still make the necessary preparations. 43. Goodbye, and be of good hope. Talgder, 8. Sometimes, you are very mysterious to me, my dear friend, but Quetzal will explain everything to me in detail. 9. Until we meet again. Billy, bye together. Bye and lots of love to Era and to the High Council. 186th Contact Monday, May 9, 1983, 1:32 a.m., Quetzal, 1.